Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Tuesday, May 15th edition. Hope everybody had an interesting Monday slate, as we said it would be very interesting. And we had a 14-game slate on tap tonight. And it is, it has potential, but there is a boatload of weather to pay attention to. We dodged every bullet last night. It'd be pretty impressive if they do it again tonight. We have your totals on the slate. White Sox, Pirates, 8.5. Yankees, Nationals, 8.5. Phillies, Orioles, 9.5. Indians, Tigers, 9.5. Dodgers, Marlins, 8. A's, Red Sox, 9.5. Blue Jays, Mets, 7.5. Cubs, Braves, 8.5. Cardinals, Twins, 9. Rays, Royals, 9. Brewers, D-backs, 8. Astros, Angels, 8. Rangers, Mariners, 8.5. Reds, Gigantes, 8. So you got a handful of 9s and aboves, and then some decent-looking pitching matchups out there. When you take a look at the weather, Yankees, Washington, wind blowing out to right field about 15 miles an hour in Washington, but chances of rain there. White Sox, Pittsburgh, chances of rain. Philadelphia, Baltimore, looks like some really good rain. If they had to pick one for a postponement, it would be that one, but we shall see as it is early in the morning. Oakland, Boston, wind blowing in from right or left field about 14 miles an hour with rain. Toronto at the Mets, blowing out to the right field about 17 miles an hour, chances of rain. And then the Giants and the Reds blown out the center field as the huge. So keep an eye on the rain. It's about 5 or 6 rain games we could have on tap tonight. Make things quite interesting. Let's get into the pitching on this 14-game slate. The highest priced arm, we have 4 guys over 10K. And the guy you're looking at if you're paying all the way to the top, Garrett Cole, $13,900 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Cole, the best pitcher in baseball right now. His lowest performance this year, 24.2. So the blow-up could definitely be in play. That lowest performance was against these Angels. It's a team that does not strike out a ton. He struck out 8 over 7 innings, gave him 2 runs. A very solid performance at 13.9, where I need him to be lights out to meet that price tag. It's an Angels team that strikes out 19.4% of the time. So not a big strikeout team. As you saw, Lance McCullers didn't strike him out much last night as well. You know, Cole does have a 27% strikeout rate. Everything is very solid. We look at Garrett Cole, and the Angels have the lowest team total on the slate. Or no, the third lowest, at about 3.6. So keep an eye on Cole. He is obviously a great play in cash games. I think he's pretty much a staple. GPPs, he's going to have to be lights out to get that point production to help you out because the sacrifice you're going to have to make elsewhere. So keep Cole in mind. I do like him. He is just very, very pricey. I don't mind saving $2,100 going down to Zach Greinke at $11,800 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. Yes, Greinke can be tilting. He can be hit and miss with what he does, but he's got about 6+K per game upside. You got that going for you. He goes deep into ball games. He's been very good at home this year, averaging 23 points a game at home. He's got over a K per inning at home, only giving up 6 runs and 31 and a third innings at home. He's facing a Brewers team that does like to strike out, striking out 24.5% of the time. He has a 27% strikeout rate, a 46% ground ball rate, a swinging strike rate of 12.5%. He can't give up the long ball from time to time. We mentioned that on most shows with him. Lefties do hit him at 326, righties 303, so he can't give up the long ball. But you got a Brew Crew team, one of the lowest totals on the slate, the second lowest at about 3.6, just below the Angels. You know, their lineup, Ryan Braun got scratched last night. You got to see who's in there. They're a righty-heavy lineup outside of, like, Christian Yelich. And, yeah, it's a very righty-heavy lineup. No Eric Thames right now. He does very good against the right-handed side of the plate. So keep him in mind at 11-8 as a guy that you could start your lineups with if you don't want to pay up to Cole. I think Cole and Greinke have very similar upside. Obviously, if Cole is on one of his just lights-out games, he's going to blow Greinke out of the water. But we do have to give the Angels a little bit of respect. Yeah, they're not crushing the baseball like they once were. And if Cole was 11-8, I'd be jumping on him like a fly on poop. But 13-9, I do like him. I'm going to make a lineup with him, but just because that upside is there. But I do realize it is a massive sacrifice you have to make. The other two guys, Noah Syndergaard and Alex Wood, I will not be using tonight. Syndergaard, I've mentioned it time and time again. He is a really good pitcher, but you know, he just doesn't have the consistency. He doesn't have the control. He doesn't have what it takes for this price tag. Yes, he can ooh and awe you, and he can be outstanding, but you know, he's a guy that's consistently usually in the 11 to 12 range. He's 10-8 tonight, but the last few games, 12.9, 6.3, 24.9 you could use, 15.3, 32.2, 27, 15.4, 25.9. He had three starts in there of about 25 or more out of all of his starts this year. You need at least 25 or more at this price tag. He just doesn't have that consistency. Maybe in a GPP, if you're mass multer entering, knock yourself out. But I won't be going there. So my guy's up top, Cole 1, Greinke 2. But it's all a price thing. If you don't want to pay all the way to Cole, I don't mind at all. Greinke's in a very, very good spot tonight, and I can totally get behind it. Now it gets really messy. For a 14-game slate, if you do the quick math, you carry the two, you have 28 pitchers on tap. You know, usually I'll give you about 8, 9, 10 guys easily. I have six total guys. That's including Cole and Greinke. It is very messy. If you come in the Sports Degen Slack chat throughout the day, maybe when we see lineups or some more breakdowns of stuff, we might add on a guy here or there. Like last night, we all started talking about the A's, how much they could be a good stack against Porcello and Matt Joyce, a good value play. Man, that worked out well for the guys that used them there. So come join us in there, because this is obviously early in the morning and the lineups come out and more news comes out throughout the day. Things change and you have to pivot with weather. Lots of things to check out. So it's real fun, real simple. Come join us in there. Back to the pitching, though. You got Eduardo Rodriguez for GPP at 9,200 against the A's. I get it. The A's bats can be very, very sneaky. He does have tremendous strikeout upside in that matchup, so I don't hate it at all. He's just very, very risky at that price tag. He's moving up the ladder quite a bit. Tyler Molle, same thing. I liked Romano yesterday. To me, Romano and Molle, yes, Molle's a little better, but not a ton better. And you're targeting the strikeouts of the Giants, so a 9K bump is quite a bit there, which, you know, on this slate, GPP, you could do it, but I'm not going there. The next guy I will look at is Gio Gonzalez of the Washington Nationals. $8,700. It's quite the price drop. He's at home, and a big reason it's a price drop is he's facing the New York Yankees. Yes, the New York Yankees, but he's got three straight games of about 23 or more points. He's averaging 20-plus on the season. He's got really good strikeout stuff. At home, he's averaging over 21 points a game, over a K per inning. He's given up four earned at home, only one home run. He's only got one home run in the entire season. There's a lot to like there with Gio. Yes, he's not flashy, but we never liked him at the price point he was at. Now he's at a very respectable price tag that you can actually deal with. When you look at the other reason why I like him at 8,700, the Yankees strike out a lot of 24%, and they won't have the DH. So that outfield that was Judge, Gardner, and Hicks, and you had Stanton DHing, well, one guy is going to be the odd man out, and I'm guessing it might be Hicks, because I think they still like Gardner leading off regardless of lefty-righty. But maybe they'll put Hicks because he's switch-hitting, and maybe they'll lead him off tonight, and Gardner's the odd man out. Either way, he's in a really good spot in this matchup. Yes, it can be terrifying. He's got 24% K rate, 47% ground ball rate, so he limits the fly ball, limits the hard contacts. Lots to like there. And the Yankees, let's look at this one. They have a 4.3 total. It's like middle of the pack. Lefty's 213, righty's 312. Would you be shocked if Gio got lit up by the Yankees? No. But what I'm saying, on this slate, at that price point, he can give up three or four runs, but still strike out 8+, which is very possible against the New York Yankees at $8,700. And now Gio actually pays for his salary, unlike he had been doing most of the season. Now it gets a little hairier after that, but we got the return of the one, the only, Jack Flaherty, a guy we absolutely love. This guy's filthy. The fact St. Louis has been hugging him in the minors after two starts this year is disappointing. Yeah, his last start against Pittsburgh wasn't great, but his first start against Milwaukee was outstanding, and he's just been pure filth since returning to the minors, just lighting it up everywhere he goes, facing a Minnesota team that strikes out a lot. When you're looking at Flaherty, the Twins strike out 22% of the time versus righties, a lot more versus lefties. He has a 23% K rate, great swinging strike rate, 49% ground ball rate. There's a lot to like about Flaherty at $7,300. He's young, but he's got the goods to really put a nice outing together here. Minnesota's team totals 4.6. Lefty's 393, righty's 296 on a small sample for Flaherty. But I like him at $7,300 with some very, very, Very nice upside. For those that remember last year when Luke Weaver first burst on the scene, we took advantage of some cheap pricing there, hoping Flaherty can be the same. Next guy I like is Nick Pivetta at $7,200 at the Baltimore Orioles. Yes, this looks like a nasty rain game, so keep an eye on it. But Pivetta, outstanding his last time out. He had a hiccup at the Nats and against Atlanta, but you know, dominated the Giants. And then prior to that, was just filthy on the season. His fastball's been very, very good. He's dominated right-handed bats. The Orioles have a humongous right-handed lineup outside of the likes of Chris Davis, maybe a couple other stragglers, Cisco behind a dish and whatnot. But a big righty dominated lineup there. They have a 4.7 total, which is pretty large. But lefties hit 429. Like I say, dominates righties at a 254 average. They have a WOBA below average of 299 versus righties and an average ISO of 166. He's striking out like almost 32% of the righties he's facing this year. I was reading up on that yesterday. Fastball's still there. I was trying to figure out why he wasn't what he once was or as he started the season, but he's just fine. He's a young kid. He's going to have hiccups like young kids do. Baltimore strikes out 24% of the time. He's striking out over 24% overall. Like I said, he dominates righties. He's in a good spot at this price tag. Could he get blown up? Yes. We saw the Orioles over the weekend do what the Orioles can do best. They have so much power in that lineup that if they wake up, they can destroy you. But how many games this year have we seen that compared to how many games they just lay an egg and strike out a handful of times? On a GPP for $7,200, the upside with Pivetta is tremendous. He's got 25-plus point upside if he just gets it done. So he's definitely a guy to keep in mind there at $7,200. The last guy I'm going to look at, we're going to go all the way down to $5,500. Anthony Banda of the Tampa Bay Rays is going to make his debut this year. He came over in the Steven Souza Jr. deal. Banda's been very, very good. He was a top prospect at one time for the D-backs. He scuffled off and on in the minors for the D-backs his last few years there, but he got dealt to Tampa, and this year in AAA Durham, a 3.5 ERA and 7 starts, throwing 36 innings. He has struck out 44 batters in that 36 innings, so he's got a 11 K per 9, looking really, really good. The walks are a little bit of an issue with 16 walks and 36 innings pitched. He's only given up one homer on the season, which is very, very nice to see. So he brings a nice little matchup in there into Kansas City, a team we usually aren't too worried about. Sure, he is a southpaw on the mound there, but Kansas City strikes out 24% of the time versus lefties. Banda's definitely a guy to keep an eye on. Sure, he's young. Could he get a little messy and stuff get erratic? Yeah, no doubt about it. But he's definitely a guy to look at here. Kansas City's team total. Why can't I find you here? Oh, they're 4.72. They have a 320 WOBA, which is pretty good versus lefties, but a really bad ISO of 146. So at $5,500, I think he's definitely worth the gamble in this matchup. Could the blow-up happen? Yes. But that's the gamble you take at $5,500. So definitely someone to keep an eye on there to Anthony Banda. So recapping your pitch, you got Cole up top and then Greinke too. And if you price point-wise, it could differentiate. And then down below, we'll put them in this order for you here. You got Pivetta 1, Banda 2, Flaherty 3, Gio 4. But Gio's got that upside that could be really tremendous and ownership would be really, really low. And again, on 14-game slates, I don't worry about ownership as much because it spreads out pretty good. But if the rain comes into play, ownership can matter a ton. So keep an eye on that. Now let's get to the bats. Before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. Great new way to play fantasy sports. You go online or on your phone and you draft in under 5 minutes. Snake style draft, so there's no ownership concerns there because you're the only one that owns them. It's absolutely awesome. You have head-to-head, 3-man, 6-man, 10-man. Tons and tons of fun. They have baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, football. Football's doing best ball drafts. Totally awesome stuff there. You can do like the 2-hour time limits or even less, whatever you got going on. You got golf coming up for the Byron Nelson this week, so tons of fun there. When you make your first deposit, you check out, you use promo code SDSports, and you get entry into a free $3 tournament. It's tons and tons of fun. If you have any questions on it, please hit me up. I love draft. I play it every single day. It is a blast. It's not the big money makers like you're trying to do with DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever, but it is fun, and it's a great way to play fantasy sports. So check it out on your phone under Draft in the App Store or on Draft.com. Promo code SDSports at checkout for entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's get to the bats on this 14-game slate. Start off with the catcher's position where, you know, you got the usual suspects leading the way. The one, the only, Elgueri Sanchez. $4,400 against Gio. Yeah, if you're fading Gio, Gary is definitely in play as righties do have some thump against him. It has been established over the time. It's just interesting seeing the Yankees team total so much lower than it usually is. So, yeah, Gary at 44 is in play. You got guys like Wilson Contreras has been on absolute fire facing Fulte at $4,300 in Atlanta. Fulte's pitched well this year. Cubs team total is 4.34. Lefty's 330, righty's 315. So Contreras could be in play if you want to go that way. Yasmani Grandal against Chin at 39 is very, very interesting for you there. You got a little farther, like Yan Gomes, 36 versus Francisco Liriano. He'll go way overlooked if you're paying up at that price. Like John Hicks at 34 versus Tomlin is worth a look. Hicks is swinging a really, really good bat for you there. The farther down you look, though, it wasn't great at first glance last night. I was looking at like James McCann at 3,100. If he's hitting cleanup again, I don't mind that. We like McCann versus lefties, but McCann's hitting everybody right now. He's hitting really, really good for a catcher, and he's hitting cleanup. So get a catcher in a good spot in the order at that price tag. It's not much else you can look for. It's a really solid look there at 3,100. Farther on you go, so use catching for Texas because Mike Leake is a heavy target tonight. Texas team total surprisingly isn't the highest, which it should be because Mike Leake is hot garbage. But Texas has a 4-1 total. Lefty's 437, righty's 432. When Leake gets it done, it's so frustrating because it is literally smoke and mirrors. You watch those starts or watch like the game cast, and it is so bad. So bad. So see who's catching. Torino's 29 is in play. There'll be other options there. You got like a guy like Mitch Garver, if you're not using Flaherty at 29, could be another cheapie you could look at. But really, the catcher's position usually has a lot of options, but all the cheapies tonight seem to be going up against studs. So you have to really decide, do I want to go there? Like Tyler Flowers versus Darvish. Darvish has struggled a lot, so 2,600. You can look there. I'd still rather go up a little higher than go to Darvish. But check lineups because there'll be someone that comes out and go, okay, I can take that gamble or that price tag and see what happens. So check those out as the lineups get released. Going to first base, you got the likes of Freddie Freeman at 52 versus Darvish. Could be really, really nice. Darvish just is broken right now. And he's coming back from the quote-unquote flu, a.k.a. I think let my arm feel better because I pitched like crap disease. But maybe he'll figure it out. The talent's there. It's just not showing up. You got the Braves a 4-1, 5 total. Lefty's 345, righty's 384 on the year against Darvish. And that way the ball flies out to right field in Atlanta, it could be an interesting night for you. So Freeman at 52 is in play. You got Rizzo at 49 who's on fire against Folty. Both really good options in the same ballpark there. You know, farther you got guys like Edwin Encarnacion against Francisco Liriano. We know how Edwin loves facing his lefties. Cleveland has the second highest total at 4.9. Lefty's 281, righty's 409 off Liriano. So E5 at 4,500, definitely in play for you there. You go down farther, a guy like Carlos Santana against Trashner at 4,400. Like that quite a bit. The Phillies have the third highest total at 4.8. Lefty's 393, righty's 409 as well against Trashner. So he is a disaster. Hopefully that game plays because that one looks like the rainiest of the bunch. But you never know. Miracles do happen. So Edwin at 45, Carlos Santana at 44. Very solid options if you're not going to the top. I don't mind them at all. If you want to get on the bandwagon that's going to hit any day now, any day, and his price tag is never going to be much lower than this, unless he just hits a massive wall. But Paul Goldschmidt is in a massive slump, yes. I will 1,000% admit that. He's $4,300 at home against Jalice Chacin. Chacin, lefty's at 391, righty's 323. D-backs have a 4.4 total. Paul Goldschmidt's been hitting the ball really hard the last couple games. He's so close to getting it done. So close. He's going to have one of those big games pretty soon. And you're going to get them dirt cheap and low-owned at $4,300. So if you want to get weird, I don't mind it. Like, sure, Cashner, Encarnacion, or Santana, Encarnacion, a couple $100 more, yes. But Goldie at 43 could be sneaky nice. You also got Mitch Moreland at 42 versus Daniel Mangan. Don't hate that at all. You go down a little farther, Hanley Ramirez at 4K as well is in play in that matchup. But Joey Gallo, first base outfield eligible at 4K, is oh so nice for Mike Leake. You might want to put him in the outfield and get him another first baseman, but either way, very, very nice. You got Ryan Healy at 4K, who is just on absolute fire. Seattle has a 4-4 total, lefties 237, righties 369, which is social nice versus Matt Moore. So you got like Ryan Healy, who hits lefties really well. He's been hitting just really well overall. Get him in your lineup at 4K, hitting in the middle of that order could be sweet for you. A little farther, Josh Bell at 38 versus Ronaldo Lopez could be a nice GPP pivot for you there. Brandon Belt versus Tyler Molly at 37. I mentioned him all the time because he's undervalued, but Belt did it again last night. He had a double, a homer, 28 DraftKings points. And he's just cheap. $3,700. He gets on, he has over a 400 on-base percentage. So he's going to get you points usually some sort of points day in and day out. And he has the upside for a big game. So Belt at 37. You go down farther, guys like Yuli Gurriel at 36 is in play. Yonder Alonso, not so much tonight, but I mentioned John Hicks earlier. Joe Mauer at 34 is a cheapie. So is Logan Morrison versus Flaherty if you want just a cheap one off there. Brad Miller versus Kennedy with the home run upside at 3,300. I can get behind that as well. If you go down farther, like a Justin Smoke, a center guard will give up some. So a GPP Smoke at 32 is worth the play. And the guy I want to mention, because he has just been on absolute fire. He doubled dong last night for 34 points. 22 points the night before. 12 points the night before that. And then he was kind of cooled off there. But he's had a couple big games this year. He's $3,100. He's first base outfield eligible. And he's going up against a gas can in Josh Tomlin. The Tigers have a 4-6 total, which is sixth highest on the slate. Lefty's 495. Righty's 461 versus Josh Tomlin. That is embarrassing. Both sides of the plate are over 400. He's a switch hitter, so I'm going from the left side. His name is Nico Goodrum. This kid, I think a lot of people are going to talk about him because of what he did yesterday, and I'm not going to be missing that boat. $3,100, first base outfield eligible. He could throw up an absolute goose egg, but for that price tag, definitely, definitely worth the gamble there. So keep an eye on him at $3,100. Let's go over to second base, where we have the one, the only, Ozzie Albies leading the way at 5,100. Great spot versus Darvish, of course. You got Javi Baez at 44, who's been crushing baseballs. I love when Madden had him leading off. He was in the middle of the order the other day. Either way, very, very productive. Whit Merrifield went deep yesterday. He has a nice right-handed bat versus Banda. If you're not using Banda, I can get behind Whit at 4,300. You go down farther, like Jed Lowry at 4K against Erod could be interesting. Jonathan Scope does have some power versus righties, but I'm not really running to play that. I'd rather go play Cesar Hernandez at 3,900 versus Andrew Trashner. I think that's a very nice look there for him. Farther down you go, like Ben Zobrist at 37 is in play for you. Kiki Hernandez versus a lefty, you'll hear that all year. Kiki's been garbage this year. Garbage. But he's 3,500 versus a lefty, so you'll hear that narrative and probably run to it like most people do. Eduardo Nunez, 3,400 as well versus Minden. But a guy I do like for 3,400, Starlin Castro against Alex Wood. Castro's been leading off a lot more lately, which is much, much nicer to our liking. 5, 10, and 16 in his last three. He had a couple heaters prior to that in Cincinnati. So definitely heating up at $3,400 going up against Alex Wood. The Marlins, lefty's 244, righty's 276 off Wood. You know, Wood doesn't go super deep into the games. The Dodgers bullpen, not as great as people said it would be. So Castro at 34 could be a very nice, cheaper option for you there. Neil Walker against Gio at 32 as well. And Hervis Solarte at 32. If you want some cheapies, Toronto's are cheap versus Syndergaard if you want to take those gambles. And then David Bote of Chicago, he's second base, third base. He's usually in the lineup versus Fulte at 3,100. Brandon Drury's back from the DL for the Yanks, second base, third base. He does hit lefties well, so if he cracks the lineup at 31 versus Gio, he can be another cheapie for you. If you want a really GPP punt, he's been bad all last year, and he hasn't really done much this year, especially since returning from the DL. But Rougie Odor is $2,900 versus Mike Leake, and all you need Rougie to do is run into one. He hasn't done it yet this year, but $2,900 is super, super cheap. Third base, you got Chris Bryant, who's on fire, 51, definitely like that. And another guy that's on fire is Jose Ramirez against Liriano at 51, both in great spots. I'd probably go Jose a little over Fulte, over Bryant, but both awesome spots there. If you aren't using Jack Flaherty, Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop eligible at 45, definitely worth a look. And then Eugenio Suarez crushes lefties. He's 4,400 versus Ty Block. Yeah, it's in San Francisco, which sucks, but definitely in play for you. Travis Shaw, if you think Greinke's going to give up one like he does from time to time, Shaw is worth a play there. Guys like Mikel Franco at 42 versus Trashner, not horrible. You go down a little farther, though. Guys like Bregman at 4K versus Berea, I can get behind. Rafael Devers went deep yesterday at 39. So it's kind of that sweet spot, the high threes that I do like to gravitate towards. And definitely has some stuff for you there. Matt Davidson for GPPs, first base, third base, 37 versus Williams. Don't hate that one either. Farther down you go, like Longo's hitting the ball really, really well. Prefer lefties over righties, but he's hitting it really good. 3,600 versus Molle could be a cheaper option for you. Colin Moran versus Ronaldo Lopez at 34 is worth a punt. Matt Chapman at 33 versus Erod is also worth a punt for value. Yolmer Sanchez versus Trevor Williams at 33. I do like that as a cheapie. Daniel Descalso at 32 is swinging a good bat versus Chacin. Lefties crush Chacin. Definitely someone to keep an eye on there. The D-backs have a 4-4 total. Lefties 391. Righties 323. So Descalso. But one I already mentioned, Solarte at 32. And one I really like is Matt Duffy at 32 versus Ian Kennedy. Duffy's swinging a hot bat, 13 more points last night. He doesn't do it with a ton of power, but he gets a bunch of multi-hit games. He's hitting third in that lineup. You know, his last few games, 13-5, 21-8, 10-2, 6-6, 6-13. So for his price tag, he's been very productive most nights of the year. The Rays have a 4-3 total. Lefties 372, righties are at 399. So righties are getting to Ian Kinney a little better. You know they can get the long ball as well. So Duffy at 32 could produce a nice little cheapie for you there. Don't hate that at all. Remember David Boat for Chicago's there as well. I'd rather, you know, instead of paying 31 for Boat, go to like Solarte or Duffy or Descalso or Yelmer Sanchez, those kind of guys. So the low threes does bring you a little bit of value if you need to go that direction and see what else opens up later tonight. But you don't. Obviously you want to pay up for the Bryants and the Ramirez and the Suarez and all them. But if you need a value saver, third base does have some options. Shortstop, you got Manny Machado at 52. Vince Pivetta is obviously good. So is Francisco Lindor at 52. Lindor missed two home runs last night. Foul. Barely foul. Two home runs. That was devastating. Carlos Correa is always in play. Eduardo Escobar at 45. Like him quite a bit. You got Bogarts at 43. Chris Taylor, outfield shortstop eligible. 4K versus Chen. Could be worth a look for you there. Lefties 350. Righties 405 off Chen. Chen's been getting destroyed in his first couple starts this season. Not good at all. You got a guy like Marcus Semien who hits lefties really well at 39 versus Erod. Gene Segura hits lefties really well versus Minor at 39. So some really good options for you right there in the high threes, low four range. The further down you go, you remember Kiki Hernandez, 35. Eduardo Nunez, 34. I mentioned them earlier as some cheaper options. I like those top guys better. But like Jose Peraza, $3,300 hitting towards the top of the Reds order. Right-handed bat versus tie block. Don't mind that at all. He's cool off a little bit after his hot run he was on. You got Brandon Crawford had another good night last night. He's had a really good kind of quiet season, 18 points last night, averaging 8.7 his last 10 back-to-back double-digit performances. 3,200 versus Tyler Mahle. I don't hate that at all. Giants have a 4.12 total. Lefties hit 405 off Mahle. Righties 283. So the lefties in the Giants lineup could be nice, cheap options for you to get some thump against Tyler Mahle. The farther down you go with the shortstop position, they got Jerkson Profar, 31's a nice cheapie versus Leak, depending on where he's at in the lineup. That could be very, very powerful there at that price tag. But check lineups and see what else, because I always got like Miguel Rojas and those guys, if you need to go there when they're leading off, much more attractive. Going to the outfield, Mookie Betts, $5,900, always in play. This guy's just so good, stealing bags, hitting bombs, double-digit after double-digit night, over and over and over again, $5,900. You got Judge versus Gio at 54. I'd get behind that. Bryce Harper, 53 versus Tanaka. Tanaka does like to give up the long ball. When he struggles, he gives it up really, really well. Nats have a 4.2 total. Righties actually hit him better. Lefties 296, righties 327 to start the year. But Bryce Harper doesn't really count in those categories. JD Martinez hit another bomb last night. He's 5,100. You got Stanton at 5K versus Gio. Obviously, all really good options. Tommy Pham at 48 versus Jose Barrios will get really, really overlooked, so I don't hate that. But that Eddie Rosario at 4,600 versus Jack Flaherty is a guy in play. If you're not using Flaherty, I can definitely get behind that. Go down to guys like Matt Adams versus Tanaka at 44. It's a high price tag for Adams, but we know what he can do in these matchups. You got Benintendi at 44, swinging a better bat of late, so he's definitely worth a look versus Daniel Mingden. Hoskins at 44, but I like Odubel Herrera quite a bit at 44 versus Andrew Cashner. We mentioned how lefties and righties have been destroying Cashner, so Hoskins definitely in play, but Herrera's just been a much more consistent big-time producer, 5, 19, 17, 10, 13, 38, 15. That's a heck of a run he's been on right now, and he could keep it going against a guy like Andrew Cashner, so keep Odubel in mind at 4,400. K with the Chris Davis from deep again last night. He's on fire right now. Lefties and righties getting crushed by Chris Davis. But he loves it facing his lefties. He's 43 versus Erod. So keep Chris Davis in mind. Lokane, Christian Yelich, both 42 versus Granke for GPPs if you're going that direction. Ender and Cidarte is hitting it really, really, really well. He's 4,200 versus Yu Darvish. Always overlooked in lineup, so keep an eye there. Nelson Cruz versus the lefty at 4,200. And Mike Minor, it's Nelly back at home where he hits lefties so much better than on the road for some reason. Jorge Soler at 42 versus Banda is also worth a look. Nick Markakis, one of the hotter hitters in all of baseball, 4,100 versus Yu Darvish. Nomar Mazar is only 41 versus Leak. That's another one we like. We like those Rangers versus Mike Leak. I think Vegas got that one really, really wrong on the total there. Well, at least on paper, Texas should be able to tee off on him. Mitch Haniger hitting about third last night with Cano out. He's 4K versus Minor. I like that. Joey Gallo at 4K. Mentioned him earlier. Further down you go, you got guys like Yoenis Cespedes versus the lefty Jaime Garcia at 4K. I like that a lot. Yoenis has power regardless, but against lefties, really does. And the Mets can be a... I hate recommending Mets because they're so bad. A 255 WOBA, which is dreadful, and a .080 ISO versus lefties. They're one of the worst teams in all of baseball versus left-handed pitching. But Cespedes, 403 as a left against lefties, 344 versus righties for Jaime Garcia. So you keep an eye on Yoenis at that price tag. Very much worth a look. Corey Dickerson at 39 versus Ronaldo Lopez, definitely in play. I mentioned Chris Taylor earlier. David Peralta at 39 versus Chacin is a very solid price tag there because Chacin is really, really bad versus left-handed bats. Really, really, really bad. Matt Kemp at 3,900 versus Wei-Yin Chen is in play for you there. You go down farther, Adam Duvall, big three-run homer last night. $3,800 versus Ty Block. Another guy to keep an eye on for you there. But there's tons of options tonight. Lots of options on a 14-game slate. Like Malik Smith for steals, Delino Shields for steals, Aaron Altair for power versus Cashner. Lots to like in all of them. You go down farther, though. Maybe Ian Happ, 3,600 versus Folty for a GPP can run into some for you. Keep an eye on Johnny Fields. He's right-handed bat. He's 3,600. If he's in the lineup, he was hitting towards the top of the order yesterday for the Rays. 3,600 with some power upside in him. Go down farther, though. You got guys like Derek Fisher for 35 as a cheapie. Dustin Fowler at 34. Chad Pender at 34 against E-Rod. I do like that a little bit if you're in a GPP mood. I really like Sinsu Chu. He's only 3,400 versus Mike Leake. You go with Chu, Mazzara, and Gallo really cheap as an interesting Rangers stack for you there. The farther down you look, though, like Max Kepler at 34 is in play for you. Marvin Gonzalez at 33 is in play. Guys like Chris Owings for cheap at 31. He's been really up and down, but worth a gamble at that price tag. Nico Goodrum, talked about him earlier at 31. He's definitely in play. He should be probably very chalked tonight, but I almost want to be on that chalk because he opens up a lot in your lineup, and he could really do some damage with that. But other than that, you know, Robbie Grossman at 3K is not bad. But check your lineups. There will be much, much more that come out as we talk throughout the day. In the Slack chat, on Twitter, hit me up wherever, and we'll make it happen for you. So let's recap the pitching real quick up top. You got Cole and Greinke. Down below, Pivetta, Banda, Flaherty, and Carlos Gonzalez. I do want to look at one more. I really don't like rostering him very much, but look at how bad the Mets have been. Yes, he's going against Noah Syndergaard. But Jaime Garcia just hasn't been good. That's why I just can't do it. He's like 10-point max potential. I guess if you really want to get GPP weird, Jaime at 55 could be a play, but yeah, I'm not going to get too far behind that. I could see where he could go off, but I don't think I'll be there if it happens. Good luck if you do. I could see the appeal. Let's talk about some BVP before we wrap her up and take it home. Not too much in the first game. You got Odubel Herrera. I liked him for a reason. 6-for-14, 2 homers versus Andrew Cashner. Cesar Hernandez, another guy I liked, 5-for-11 with a triple off Cashner. So stuff to look at there. Small sample. Nick Castellanos, he's hurt right now. If he's back tonight, though, he's been day-to-day. 10-for-31, 3 doubles and a homer off Josh Tomlin, so someone to keep an eye on there. Definitely like that. A little farther, I got Francisco Liriano. He's got 2 homers to Edwin Encarnacion, so someone to keep an eye on there. Wilmer Flores, 4-for-12, the double and 2 homers versus Jaime Garcia. We know Flores does like him some lefties, even though he's been really bad this year. Really not good. Chad Pinder has taken Eduardo Rodriguez deep. Someone to keep an eye on there. Starling Castro, 5-for-7 with a double off Alex Wood. Logan Forsythe, if he cracks the lineup, he's 11-for-28 with 2 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs off Wei-Yin Chen. So someone to think about there. For a cheapie, you got like Anthony Rizzo, 3-for-5 with a double and a homer off Folty. Small sample. Brad Miller, 3-for-6, 2 doubles and a homer off Ian Kennedy. AJ Pollock, 4-for-11 with a homer off Chacin. Chris Owings, Peralta, and Goldie have all taken Chacin deep. Justin Upton, 5-for-14 with a double off Garrett Cole. Upton's been on fire right now, man. Absolute scorching. Senzu Chu, 6-for-17, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Mike Leake. Mazzara's taken Leake deep as well. Rui Odor's even 3-for-10 with a double. 300 average for Odor's telling you something. He sees him. Billy Hamilton, 5-for-6, a double and a triple off Ty Block. So there's a cheapie if you want to. Adam Duvall, 3-for-6 with a homer. So there you have it. Quick hits in the books for your Tuesday, May 15th edition. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Join the Slack chat. If you need an invite, let us know. We can definitely get you in there. Tons and tons of fun. The always pressing PGA DFS podcast, myself and Jesse Bucks was out of town. We dropped it last night for the Byron Nelson Classic, so go check that out. Get you ready for a very interesting week of golf. Very interesting week of golf. Jesse will have his article out as usual this week. We got Bench with Bubba episode 93 with Colby Conway out there. Tons of good content there. Around the Base with Bubba Mo episode 63. Tons of good content there as well. We interviewed our buddy STL Cup of Joe and Alan Yamashigi of Dodgers Digest. So go check all of that out. So much going on at these sports DJs. Docs has his six takeaways from UFC 224. Really great work there from Doc. So go check us out online at thesportsdegens.com and on Twitter at thesportsdegens. And good luck on your Tuesday, May 15th edition of MLD DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.